Our response has rightly been victim-focused. Our role as a neutral voice that condemns violations of international law and supports victims is internationally recognised, and it's important that we continue to protect this neutral voice. I welcome that the European Council agreed to develop a Ukrainian Solidarity Trust Fund to help provide support to Ukraine for its immediate needs and for the reconstruction of Ukraine following the incredible destruction and loss suffered there. I was concerned, however, regarding the European Union's endorsement of the Strategic Compass, which intends to provide a shared assessment of the strategic environment in which the EU is operating and of the threats and challenges the Union supposedly faces. I know the Commission, in conjunction with the European Defence Agency, intends to look at defensive investment gaps and introduce initiatives to strengthen the European defence industrial and technology base next month. And I think we need to tread very carefully here in relation to this. We need to ensure that our neutrality is not being compromised when such discussions take place. The European Council has stated that they intend to harness EU funding instruments and initiatives to strengthen the defence capabilities of member states. We cannot allow them to rope Ireland into this, and we cannot allow them to get involved in the way we conduct our defence forces. We must stay strong in our neutrality. We all know in the House that the EU will have willing partners here to weaken our neutrality as well, and that we need to watch out for that.